He'd shown up at the FBI 7 months earlier, lured there by the new chief information officer, Chad Fulham, whom he'd worked with at Lehman Brothers. Jeff was assistant director of the IT engineering division. He had an office on the top floor of the J. Edgar Hoover building in downtown Washington, D.C. It was a big office. It even had a view of the Washington Monument. Little did Jeff know, he'd end up in a windowless cinderblock office in the basement for much of the next 2 years, trying to fix something that everyone believed to be unfixable. It was not an easy decision, Jeff says. He and his boss had decided to declare defeat and kill a program that had already taken nearly a decade and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. By that point, it made more sense to bring the project in-house and do it themselves. But it needed to be done, and done well. The project was the long-awaited computer system that would bring the FBI into the modern age. In 2010, the era of Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and Google, the FBI was still filing most of its reports on paper. The system the Bureau used was called the Automated Case Support System. It ran on gigantic mainframe computers that had been state-of-the-art sometime in the 80s. Many special agents didn't even use it. It was just too cumbersome and too slow in an era of terror attacks and swift-moving criminals. When an